Stick around to find out the most important moment of your day. And it's not what you think. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, helping you put down the wine and pick up conscious, happy living. I'm Becca Jacobson, and I am so glad you're here. It's a Monday. I love Mondays. We got lots of goodies happening on Mondays. We just finished last Monday our study of James Allen's book, As a Man Thinketh. And we're not going to start our next book just yet, but we've dedicated Mondays to mindset. So welcome to Mindset Monday. I guess technically this is the first one. But don't get too worried about that, because the truth is we talk about mindset almost every snippet in some variation or another. But on Mondays, we will try and be a little more overt about that. Okay, so today I'm going to share with you the most important moment of your day and explain why it's the most important moment and how to use it to your advantage. But before we do, I want to talk to you or remind you, because almost everything I do here is a reminder. I want to remind you that the power that you have to change your life is in your subconscious. Now, we've all heard this, right? We're hearing a lot these days. If you can just change the subconscious, it'll do everything for you. You just got to get in there and, you know, say your affirmation and dig in and get the subconscious working for you. And boy, you're practically succeeding on autopilot. Okay, that's probably true, but how the hell do you do it? If it was that simple, we would all be, I don't know, getting whatever we want. I don't know. I don't know about you, but an affirmation never quite worked for me. So how can we actually change the subconscious? Well, one way we can do it is we can take advantage of when the subconscious and the conscious mind are most closely aligned, most closely open to each other. So normally, in a normal day-to-day situation, the conscious mind and the subconscious mind are running on separate tracks, so to speak. The subconscious is down below. We're not aware of what it's doing. And it's, you know, under the surface doing who knows what. And when we're asleep, it pops up and gives us weird dreams. And we're not sure where that's all coming from. And we feel like we can't contact it. And we run around using our conscious minds. And that's the way this works. I mean, that's the way this works, right? So there is a moment, though, when the doorway, so to speak, I think of it as sort of a doorway or a little opening appears. When instead of the two minds being separated, the line between them becomes very thin, very thin. And you can reach through with the conscious mind and touch the subconscious. Actually touch it. When is that moment? Hands up. Anybody know? Gals? Anybody? Hello? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I see some of you know the answer. Amazing. Well, for those of you who don't, the answer is in the moments before you what? Before you what? Take a drink? No. In the moments before you fall asleep. You know that moment that doesn't last very long, depending on how tired you are, but the time between getting into bed and actually being unconscious, that moment when you start sort of floating off into sleep, that's the moment. That moment. Now, if you're drinking before bed, give it up, because that moment is not available to you. That's another reason we got to get alcohol out of our lives. I went to bed almost every night for over 30 years with at least one drink in the system. Oh, maybe not every night, but you know what I mean. And if you're falling into bed after one, two, three, four glasses of wine, this moment is lost because the alcohol has just shut that door for you. It's shut. You can't access it. You're not aware. That's what you use the alcohol for, to dull the mind, right? To dull the emotions. You don't want to be bright and alert. You want the alcohol to take off the edge, as they say, round off the old edges. Well, what it also does is close that doorway. You don't have this opportunity if you're drinking. So On the nights you go to bed without a drink, gals, this is a moment you want to use and cherish and not just waste this moment. What this means is if you're laying in bed with your phone, let's say you're not drinking, you're laying in bed at right before sleep, you're scrolling on social media. Oh my God, what is the last thought on your mind? What are your emotions as you enter sleep? Emotions count here too, not just thoughts, but the emotions that come with them. It's why watching a gory movie right before bed is, right? All of this, we've heard this before. We've heard like, don't watch a screen for 1 hour before bed. Well, I don't know about 1 hour, but I do know that that exact moment, you know, it might be one whole minute on a clock before we actually slip into unconsciousness and we're gone and we have no control. We're asleep. That's it. It's out of our hands. Unless you learn how to lucid dream, but that's a whole nother area. So that's a very short window. So what we want to do is plan for this moment. We want to say, hold on a second here. If I'm going to have this brief moment of half awake, half asleep, floating off into sleep, but still kind of aware that I'm in my bed, you know, use it. Plan ahead. What thoughts and emotions am I going to be thinking and feeling in that moment so that I can bring it with me into sleep? In other words, bring it with me into the subconscious. Well, if you're struggling with alcohol, one thought might be about your power over alcohol. And we have to be careful that it doesn't feel like a lie. So it could just be a simple, I am resilient, or whatever works for you. I really think it's a good idea to come up with your own. You want something that doesn't feel like a lie, but does feel empowering to you. And then you take that beautiful phrase that feels nice on your heart. When you say it, it should feel warming. You should feel a warmth in your heart center when you say this phrase. It should be very comfortable. You should say, yep, that's, I can do that. So let's just go with the one that I use, the one example, I am resilient. It is a beautiful phrase. And I don't think many of us would feel like that's an outright lie. You know, you might not feel particularly resilient, but the truth is that if you're still drinking and struggling, but still trying to quit, you are resilient. The fact that you're hearing my voice proves to me that you're resilient. You're still struggling, and yet here you are, picking up the podcast, reading the Quitlet, looking for help, seeking, seeking, seeking. That, my dear, is what I call resilience. Resilience doesn't mean that you've succeeded. It means you keep trying, no matter what. So it's a really beautiful phrase. Again, use your own, but let's play with this one. So as you get into bed, and you take a few deep breaths and close your eyes and just whisper it. Whisper it out loud and then slowly, mentally whispering it in your mind. And just allow yourself to fall asleep. I am resilient. I am resilient. And feel the power at the same time. Think about what it means. Allow yourself to feel what that means. What does it mean to be resilient? Does it empower you? Then take that feeling with you. Whisper it and just fall asleep. The next day you'll wake up and you'll forget you had done it for a while. And then sometime during the day, you'll remember, oh yeah, I programmed the subconscious last night with a resiliency affirmation. That's beautiful. Let's do that again tonight, because of course it takes time. But over time, especially if you're consistent with one thought, one feeling, the subconscious will start to take over and you'll start finding yourself more resilient. Without even trying, because we aren't aware of the subconscious. We want it to do the work for us, and that's exactly what it does. But it will do whatever we say. So if you fall asleep, oh man, I'm such a loser. Oh, I can't believe I had that many drinks. What a loser I am. And you fall asleep, the subconscious does one thing. It records and encourages and brings on more of that feeling. The feeling of being a loser, a failure, whatever it is. The subconscious doesn't judge. This is something we have to know. It's really important to keep this in mind. Our conscious mind, we judge everything. I don't want to think of myself as a failure. The thought might cross my mind, but I'll go, no, 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 I don't want to think that. The subconscious just takes whatever you say and believes you. So if you say to it, I'm a loser, it just goes, okay, gotcha. Let me make sure that you are a loser. I'll line up all sorts of situations to prove to you that you are a loser. And I'm not kidding. It will, because it doesn't know, it doesn't judge good, bad, or indifferent. It will just take an order from you and go with it. So what orders are you giving to your subconscious? especially during that very important moment. And of course, we could talk and talk and talk about how the fact that you're programming the subconscious all day long, it's just less powerful during the day than this moment before sleep. But let's just stick with this idea. We'll talk a lot more in the future about how every thought, every emotion you have is heard by the subconscious and will eventually create a negative life. But today's the day for you to take this moment and make a plan and decide you're going to use it. That every night when you fall asleep, you're going to be ready with your phrase. And it's a good idea to choose one and stick with it for a while, weeks, weeks. Now, if you're curious what mine is, I'm willing to share it with you. It's actually very private, very personal, but I'm going to share it with you. In the last few months, the phrase that I say while falling asleep, breathing gently, is thank you, thank you, thank you. Why do I say that? Because for me, personally, the way it makes me feel and what it means for me, now this is just me. See, your phrase has meaning for you that it might not have for others. When I say thank you, I'm talking to infinite intelligence, the universe, God, the source that I'm connected to personally. I am building and working on a personal relationship with this source that's greater than I am. And when things go well in my life, or when things go bad in my life, I'm still grateful. Because I know that when things don't go well, I'm learning. When things go well, I've been helped. And so for me, I fall asleep in gratitude. And I know that I don't have to say thank you, God. It's not necessary. That wouldn't feel the same to me. I just say thank you. And I know that I'm heard. And that it's more than the words. It's a feeling in my heart of like, yeah, thank you. And what am I thankful for? Well, I'm thankful for you. The fact that I can come here, turn this on and you'll hear me. When I look at how the show is doing, we look at the analytics in the back end. How many of you listen? It's growing every month, gals. More and more women are finding the snippets. Thank you, right? More and more women are joining me and changing their lives. Thank you. After years and decades of suffering with alcohol and living in hopelessness, the turn that my life has taken in the last 5 years, all I can think to say is, thank you. And no, it's not because I haven't done anything. It's all been given to me on a silver platter. Oh my God, I've worked my ass off to get where I am. The training that I've had to do and the investment, the time investment, the money investment, all of it. I never expected to go on such a journey as this. Honestly, I was just a college professor teaching my English classes. After 20 years, I could do it on autopilot. Even with professional development, it was all very simple, no strain, no stress. And then all of a sudden to go into a whole new career, yeah, I worked my butt off. And I experienced in the early years a lot of discouragement, a lot of, how do you do this? How do you get people to hear you? How do you help women? How do you find them? I don't know. But I persevered and I worked my butt off. So it isn't that I'm just giving away all the credit to somebody else, but I know for a fact that everything that I accomplish in my life is because I am helped on a higher level, because I work on that relationship. But that's kind of a different snippet, gals, kind of getting off track. But I did want to share with you what I say as I'm falling asleep every night. And I don't have to specify what I'm grateful for. Infinite Spirit knows. She knows. And the message to my subconscious is, let's do more of that. This is beautiful. Thank you. So, gals, stop wasting that moment before sleep. Of course, as I've already said, if you're drinking, this is going to be a real tough one. So it's something that you can probably have to look forward to in sobriety. But it's another reason to decide that today is the day. Enough is enough. Because there are so many things you can try and learn and do, and so much growth waiting for you, and so much joy. Way more joy than anything scary that you're worried about. I know your fears. I know what they are. How do I face my emotions? What do I do instead of drinking? Blah, blah, blah. All of those fears, they're very real and they're enough to keep us stuck for a long time because I had those same fears. But I'm here to tell you that the joys you're going to experience way outweigh any of those fears. And here's just one more reason to put down the bottle so you can approach that moment and start programming your subconscious so it gets on board and helps you instead of hindering you. Every negative thought you think programs your subconscious against you. Well, gals, this Friday on the 3rd of October is day one of the It's My Time 3-day sobriety seminar. That's right. Have you heard about it yet? Well, if you haven't, you're hearing it now. Gals, the It's My Time 3-day sobriety seminar. Your moment, your choice, your sober future. In just 3 days, discover the clarity, tools, and confidence to start your sobriety journey now and step into the holidays with freedom instead of regret. I put a link for you in the show notes. Tap it, let me know you're coming, and let's get this show on the road. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.